Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline from the Green Bay Press-Gazette, Eric Baranchek, breaking down all the film. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, what a day, huh? It's gorgeous, gorgeous day for football. I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to tonight's game for so many reasons. I want to see the Packers be able to do things without Devontae Adams. I want to see the run game again prove that they can run the football. I want to see the defense continue to create turnovers. There's a lot of different things I want to see in this ball game. So if you had a key or two to this game for the Packers to get a win, what would it be?
Well, first of all, you're right. This is a huge game. To be able to go 3-0 in the division would really set them in the place to be ready to go and run this thing. Such a good game, actually. A good friend of mine that lives in Atlanta, it flew up because it's that big of a ball game. And being week six, I don't think many people realize how big of a ball game this can be. But one of the things that has really kind of stuck out to me in the last 3 weeks, when they kind of started getting the running game going a little bit, has been everybody's been talking about all season long about the outside zone and stretch plays. But where the Packers are making their hay right now is in the inside zone. And it's primarily because of the two guards, the upgrade there with Billy Turner and the draft pick, Elgton Jenkins. Those guys being able to bounce off the initial double team and getting up and picking off a backer has really been the key to what has been helped that inside run game. And that's where they're ripping off yards and looking at the Lions. They're pretty good on the perimeter. They got decent guys in the secondary that don't mind tackling. If they're going to make yards today running the ball, it's going to be up the gut again, kind of A-B gap runs, inside zones where let those two guards use their athleticism, get up there and pick off backers.
So let's talk about the run game for a minute. It looks like Jamal Williams is coming back. So my question is, do you stick with what you did last week, or because you are going to a short week because of the Monday night game, do you then say, okay, we're going to integrate Jamal Williams a whole lot more, just a little bit more? How do you see this playing out?
Well, one of the things that has been true to form with this team so far this season is when guys come back from injury, they usually don't just throw them out there to the wolves. They work them in a little bit. So I'd expect to see him getting some plays probably midway through the second quarter and into the third quarter for sure, and then depending on where the score is. But I would expect him to get some balls and primarily running plays. But the other thing that a lot of people don't really think about when you're thinking of Jamal Williams is the third down. And not as him being out and being a primary receiving threat, but more importantly, him being a primary blocker when they're in a third and eight plus situation and they need him to pick up an end or a blitzing backer.
The tight end position, we saw all three get into the mix. Now, tonight, I would love to see Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Geronimo Allison really kind of have that bust-out night. Geronimo Allison already have a couple of drops on the season. I want to see him gain that confidence of Aaron Rodgers and hang on to the football. If those two guys can become the outside guys and your tight ends become your possession receivers, how much more do you think the tight ends are going to be used to open up the – because usually we're talking about the wide receiving core opening it up for the run game and the tight ends. I think it's opposite now. I think the run game and the tight ends open it up for those young guys.
Oh, for sure. The bad part is Tanyan appears to be out for tonight with the hip. So that's something that can probably hurt him a little bit. But you know what? They're going to have to get the ball out to, Graham's going to have to catch the ball. I will say this. The guy's been actually blocking or showing some effort in blocking the last couple weeks. That's pretty important and pretty exciting. But I think you're right. It's going to come down to short yard passing. And I think really what they're going to need to do is the running game is going to have to get him out of the two high safeties, because we know that Aaron Rodgers loves the one high safety. He feels comfortable throwing it outside the numbers when he's got one safety up high or zero. So I would expect for them to start pounding the ball, and when they get that one high safety look, that's when they're going to start taking shots down the field. And I think this is a good week for it because, it's a Monday night. The lights are a little bit brighter. You know, Rodgers is going to want to take those throws, and I think this is the week where he's going to have some big throws downfield.
Talking with Eric Baranchyk of the Green Bay Press Gazette about tonight's upcoming contest between the Packers and the Lions. Defensively speaking, I got to tell you, I had a chance to sit and talk for a couple of minutes in the hotel the other night with Za'Darius Smith. That cat is imposing. One of the nicest guys you ever want to meet. But you talk about an imposing figure, man.
Oh, he's scary. You see him standing on the sidelines, and I think it was the first practice of the year that I was at. And I'm looking at him going, holy cow, that is one big human being. And mm-hmm. then you see him run, and the motor that gentleman has, holy cow. Yeah, you said it there. He is an imposing human being. But when he talks, you know, he certainly brings that sense of fear out a little bit. You don't feel so bad. But, man, you're just looking at him, and when he's running around, that guy, he is put together, no question.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, only for the fact that Za'Darius Smith has had issues. I don't know if it's cramping. I don't know if it's a knee. We all know he's kind of had that lingering knee issue. Let's just, for worst-case scenario, says he does go down. Can they survive with just one of the – because I think they really – between Za'Darius and Preston, I think they play off of one another. So can they survive if Za'Darius goes down? Does this – how much does that hurt this defense?
Well, certainly it's going to hurt. There's no question. But I will say this, as bullish – excuse me, the wrong word – bearish as I've been on Rashawn Gary, as of late, he's been playing – kind of serviceable. I mean, you could throw him out there and not be, you know, biting your fingernails, wondering when's the big play going to happen that he messes up. But I think, you know, you can get through a game maybe, or you know, certainly not a big game. But it primarily, you know, if you lose Z Smith, you got to look to your interior line to shore that thing up a little bit and make sure that they are getting tougher against the run. Because I don't care who's out on the field. 3rd and 8 is a heck of a lot better and easier to pass rush on than 3rd and 3. You know, so it's really going to amount to, in my belief, is going to be Martinez 94, 97. Make sure that those guys are very, very tough up front, so that it gets to a point where it's not such a jailbreak at 3rd and 3, and nobody can rush hard because you're worrying about the run and draw and everything else. You know, so the more the pressure goes on to the interior guys than it does on any other linebacker, I think that would replace them.
Also wanted to ask you about Aaron Rodgers, because the nice thing is that Aaron Rodgers hasn't had to be the MVP and Aaron Rodgers. You haven't had to call on him. One of the things that people were talking about was, well, this offense is predicated on the run if anything happens. You know what? If you have the in case of emergency type of situation where Aaron Rodgers is your go-to guy, I think you're sitting pretty good with this offense. What's impressed me is that Matt LaFleur has adapted the offense to what it is their needs are or what it is the opponent's throwing at them. Go back to that Dallas game. Nobody expected them to come out and run the football as much as they did, and certainly nobody expected to be the two leading receivers, the backs out of the backfield, and then your tight ends, and only having 4 catches for your wide receivers. Do you like what Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, the working relationship and what they've been able to accomplish thus far?
Absolutely. I think, you know, just on the surface, it kind of looks like Aaron Rodgers has taken his ego and put it in his back pocket and said, all right, the most important thing is that we win, and not about his stats and throwing the ball and all that stuff. So I think that's really key. And I think, really, you're right. He hasn't had that game. You know, you could probably argue a little bit that Philly is a game that he could have come in there and done a couple of things maybe to win that ball game. But he really hasn't had to carry the load because of the way the defense is playing primarily. They're playing pretty good on defense, which is helping them. But I think, you know, like a game like tonight, you know, for them to really be successful, he's got to have an Aaron Rodgers-type game. And he's going to have, you know, 6-8 of those piled up together in the season here going into the playoffs where – you know, it really is going to make defensive coordinators scratch their heads if he's playing Aaron Rodgers lights out, throwing the ball, you know, completing tons of passes downfield. And then, by the way, you're going to stop the run. That's going to make it really, really hard. Right now, if I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm looking at one thing and one thing only. I'm stopping 33, which probably the first time in a many, many years that you face a Packers offense and you're thinking about stopping somebody other than number 12. So that would be my, you know, the thing that we're going to have to see from him is he's going to have to go out and beat some teams with him in his arm, because it's going to happen. That, you know, and this might be the game that they zero in on 33 and say, all right, 12, you're going to have to beat us. And the sad thing is against most teams, he can beat you and he will beat you. So, but he's got to prove it this year, and I think it's this might be the night.
Always good to chat, my friend. Looking forward to it. And we will talk again tomorrow. We'll break it down and then talk again at the end of the week as we get ready for the Oakland Raiders, okay?
Sounds great. Enjoy your night.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. That is our buddy Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press-Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program, it is brought to you by our friends over at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders as well. And they have a location in Chicago, one in Milwaukee, one in Green Bay. You can't do anything if you don't call the medical experts. 414-455-4451. That is 414-455-4451. If you're over the age of 30 and you're feeling sluggish, if you're feeling moody, if you're feeling tired, that is Low T. Go in and get your numbers checked. It's simple. It takes about 10 minutes. No big deal. If you're fine, you're fine. If you're not, they'll tell you and they'll put you on a plan and it's great. And if you want to lose some weight, want to look better and jumpstart a new you, that's the way to do it. The all-in-one weight loss program. That's from our friends over at New Mail Medical. 414-455-4451. Again, 414-455-4451.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.